you back? It's okay. Let me see what I have for you today. Mwah.
Hey, girl. Hey. Welcome back, you ladies, to Season 3, Episode 1, Part 4, the final part of the Pillow Talk series. We'll be wrapping up this episode with the last bit of you girls' questions. From ghosting people to settling for less. As you ladies see, today's topics are a little bit more serious, so that's why I needed you guys' help to address everything. So, ladies, I want you guys to introduce yourselves.
My name is Keontae. I'm 20 years old. And a fact about myself, I too am starting up a podcast that is about to take place in a few weeks. So after this episode, be on the lookout for mine as well.
Yay! That's really good to hear. My name is Alexis, and I am 20 years old as well. This is actually my first podcast I've ever been on, so kind of a little anxiety there, but I'm really excited to be a part of this. You can allow me to come here and podcast for all the lovely ladies out there.
Aw, you guys are really just, thank you guys so much for the love. So thank you, ladies. So are you guys ready?
Yes, we are.
All right. So let's get this thing started. So as we all know, relationships can be an up and down roller coaster. This can cause a lot of good and bad decisions to be made. One of those decisions can be taking a break during relationships. However, some people see this as a no-brainer while others see it as a hell no. So ladies, is it okay to take a break when it comes to your relationships? Why or why not?
Alexis, did you want to go first?
Yeah, that's fine. I would say, like, it really depends on the couple. Because I think some of us have heard of the quote that distance can make the heart grow fonder. But there's also the idea that distance can make the heart wander. I think we've seen several movies or TV sitcoms where this has happened, where a couple take a break and then they get on a girl or vice versa, and when they try to get back together, it's still like some broken trust there. So I feel like if you need to take a break, I mean, it's really, you really have to think about, is that the best thing for you and that person? And really think about the results of, like, what you're willing to risk, basically, because in that break, there's no rules, you know. Everybody's free game, so that's something to really think about. What do you think, Keontae?
I will have to disagree. Only because there are so many aspects and realms of a relationship. Like, think about it. You know, there are many reasons why someone may need a break. And personally, through my personal experience, and I was just talking to Kate about this, like, on a personal level the other day. Mm-hmm. Going through a lot with relationships is a lot. Me and my boyfriend have been together for 2 years. And I got to a place where I was suppressing my spiritual and, like, mental needs. Like mentally, I wasn't there. Like, I needed some type of, like, mental support that only I could give myself. And the only thing that I could do to support that was give myself space from not only him, but, like, people in general. Like, I was just so consumed by my everyday life, work, the duties of, like, I live on my own, like, everything that came with having everything on my own, like, shop, grocery shopping constantly. Like, it's just the little things that, like, really take you away. And you may be like, girl, just go grocery shopping. But, like, when you're mentally drained, like, getting up and going to go, like, complete that grocery list or putting gas in, like, the simplest things will, like, just take you there or, you know, just tip you off. But I say all that to say that, like, being in a relationship when, you know, you're, like, your relationship is weakest link. Which means that if I'm not strong enough for my relationship, like, how can I be with you? So understand and, like, respect me enough to give me that space that I may need when I'm not okay. And my boyfriend had this thing where he was just like, you know, well, anything that you need me to do, like, what do I need to work on? And I'm just like, he didn't understand me. Like, he wasn't a you thing. Like, it's nothing that he's doing. He's a great guy. You know, he helps out when and where he can. But it was something that I had to, like, fix. Because I got to a point where I didn't recognize myself. I didn't know who I was or what I wanted to do next. So, breaks, to me, are okay when they're for personal needs. All that, let's take a break. I'm getting tired of you. Like, okay, well... All right, you want options, so I definitely
think
it depends on what the matter may be, because, you know, personally, I've been there, and I am there now, you know, where I need that space to, like, spiritually and, like, mentally get myself together.
Okay, so when I hear both of you guys, so I think I totally agree with what you both said. So then that goes to my next question. Do you guys, I think with me adding this, I think it needs to be a sense of setting boundaries if you do take a break. So right. I say, I think with like Keontae was saying when she said, you know, it's just me, you know, and sometimes people don't want to admit, you know, I need a break just for personal me. It's nothing wrong with you. And I'm glad that, you know, you and, you know, your boyfriend had the chance to actually have that conversation to where you didn't get ugly with him. You didn't say, well, you need to do this and that third. You were just straight up honest and was saying, you know, hey, I just need this break for me. It's nothing wrong with you. And I think when people can have those conversations, then if you have a break for that personal reason, at least they will know. And then I think that's when, after that, it comes to setting the boundaries, because at that point you're saying you're not single, but I'm taking a break because this is what I need. Mm-hmm. So I think you guys can both agree on that. Just set the boundaries. Don't just be like, we on a break, and then when they cheat, you so surprised. Like, I'm not condoning cheating or anything else. What I'm saying is make your expectations be known, so when you do go on a break, accountability can then step in. Because I think a lot of times that's how people avoid accountability when they mess up with breaks or however have you. That's why I told myself, you know, I was at a point in time where I'm still kind of on the fence, but I'm just like, I don't do breaks in relationships, you know. And I tell, and what my reasoning was, I was telling all the guys I had talked to at a point in time before, you know, of course we made official or anything, I was just telling them in the beginning, I was like, listen here, I don't believe in breaks because of my experience at a point in time with a break, when I did choose to be like, okay, let's see how this break does it work for me. When I didn't necessarily set those expectations or had a specific reason why we were going on a break, it causes a bunch of tension and it caused a bunch of stuff to be done that didn't even have to happen. If I would have just said, you know, I'm taking this personal break, you know, my grandmother just died. So it was one of those type of things. So, yeah, make sure you set those boundaries because you don't want to end up like that. So then the next question, ladies, that I have is closure important to have at the end of relationships?
I was about to say, do you want to take it?
Oh, no, I didn't hear the question.
I said, is closure important to have at the end of relationships?
Did you want to go first, Alexis?
No, it's fine. With first, last time. You got it.
Okay. Personally, closure. Okay, let me backtrack. Closure is important for those who need it. I know, and you know what, let's address this. Women sometimes, most of the time, mentally leave a relationship before they even physically do it. You know, so a lot of times, you know, the closure that people may seek is from, like, a relationship where they may have been cheated on or something unexpected happened. But a lot of the times when we are adamant about leaving that relationship, we've already made up our mind mentally, so we don't really need the closure. So closure, and this is another one. This is one of those questions where it depends on the situation. You know, who am I to tell you that because you had your mind made up, you don't need closure? You know what I'm saying? Because there are some things that we never heal from. But sometimes closure can just be an excuse to just get that person in your space one more time and get that person in your space and just, you know, I don't know. I'm losing the word. I can't think
sometimes people just want you back in their space and like get you back in their little trap again because they don't want to lose you. But for the most part, I think women usually already have their mind made up, you know.
Okay. I have to agree on that as well. Like, it really depends on the person. I think from my personal experience, like, I don't think I've ever really had, like, closure from relationships. It's just, like, I think it's a journey you take on your own, in a sense. Because not, like she said, not everything needs closure. Like, most women have left the relationship already mentally. Mm-hmm. So I feel like, yeah, it really depends on the person and the situation. Because also closure, like, some people may want to get closure, but it can be for the wrong reasons.
Exactly.
And put you in like a field of like toxicness, or maybe it's toxicity. I don't know really what the word is, but it's really going to hurt you more than actually help you move on. So that's what I've learned, like from my own experience. Like, don't try to get closure unless you know you really, really need it. But most of the time you've already like learned from that person, okay, this is why I need to leave. Like, that's not, like, there shouldn't be anything else that makes you be like, okay, but what about this? That's how I feel about it.
Right. And I totally agree with both of you guys. I just wanted to add to, like, this saying that one of my friends told me, it was like, when people show you who they are, believe them. So that goes with that too, being able to, you know, accept who that person has shown you that they are for you to move on. Because sometimes your closure comes right there in just that emotion. It doesn't even have to state with words. But I will say some people, you know, some people see closure as, you know, sitting down, having a conversation and being cool. But like I tell them, you don't have to be cool. But like I tell them, my definition of closure is just you having that final conversation. Meaning, it's not for me to blame you, or it's not for you to blame me, but just for us to come in a common agreement that we're no longer together. It is what it is. Everything that may have happened, okay, that may be true. But I think just so that I can still be, so say if I see you in public, it ain't nothing out of me, that's no emotions that come from me towards you. And I don't have no animosity towards you. Meaning I can be in the same room. Say if we had an event in the city somewhere, I won't feel no type of ways when I see you. You know what I'm saying? Because like you said, it's a disconnect. And I think too, a lot of times, you know, if you do have that conversation with that person, you have to learn how to be strong-minded. So I'm not saying that, you know, you weak-minded or anything. What I'm saying is be strong-minded in your decision. Be confident in your decision that you don't need the situation no more, and that you're choosing to move on. Because then you have that thing where, like they say, you have this toxic thing. So now you have this thing where this person can draw you back. Because you're not staying with your decision. You're not choosing to stick with that. Unless that person wheels you back in. But like I said, you know, you just have to have a strong mind at that point to say, you know, enough is enough. Like, no. Okay, you sweet talking to me. Okay, that sounds nice and all, but you did that before. You know, you have to kind of be like that, because once you cut off those thoughts, all that stuff goes out the window. Nothing that you can say to me or do to me is going to even make me even think about having you on that level anymore. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? I think,
That makes sense.
Yeah, makes sense. I personally feel like when it comes to relationships, you know, you just got to pick and choose who you want to experience life with. Because I know you mentioned, you know, when somebody shows you themselves one time, you know, you just go by that. But, you know, I know, and my parents were divorced when I was 14. And my dad, he changed. So it's just like, what do you do when you've been with somebody for so long? What makes you decide to stay, or what makes you decide to work with that person when they go through that like identity change where they lose themselves? It's just like, so I personally think you just have to choose and like be very cautious about who you choose to experience life with, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's true. Wow. Yeah. That's true. I'm just taking everything that you guys said in. That's true. And I also do think too, you know, that I also think as well that some people, I feel like when people move on, like I forgot to say it too in the closure conversation, it's just like, I wish you nothing but the best. I wish you well. And it's like in one of those things where I told one of my exes, I was like, you know, I really hope the next person, and I said this in a calm manner, y'all, just like this. I was like, I really hope that the next person that is with you, see, it has to deal with a better you. Has to deal with a person that, you know, you have grown from the situation, because generally, like I tell them, you know, I'm not a hating female. I really hope that whatever you did with me, the next female does not have to deal with that, because this is why we're here. You know, not saying that I didn't do anything in this situation, but this is why we're here. This is why we're even having this conversation. So I think when I had got to that point, when it came to relationships, I feel like I was able to get my release from there. Not only my closure, but my release. I'm just like, wow, I can actually say your name and not be mad. You know, I can actually see you in another relationship and really be happy for you, because it's just like, girl, I'm glad you ain't have to deal with that foolery, you know. But some females, they be so bitter and they be so stuck, and it's just like, don't be stuck. Learn how to move on, because at the end of the day, if that person, even if they apologize and don't mean it now, they're gonna reflect on it later. Yeah. So
yeah,
you know, have them have that moment to where they reflect on later, and you continue to pray on about your day. Be like, hey, God, I don't want no bitterness towards that person. God, please just allow that person to be a better them. And that's just what I have learned to do. And I feel like I'm at peace with it, you know?
I think, like, to add on to that as well, like, I think a lot of times people think that you should find closure in person, but, like, really you can find closure spiritually. Like from probably like a religious point of view, because I feel like in my times that I've do stuff with different guys, like really I took the journey my, like own, and you know, grew closer to God to really help me get through things, because when there's someone else around, he's there.
Yeah.
So really relying on that as well, because you really don't have to get close to someone. Really, everything, your closure can come from the Bible, to be honest. So that's something else to like think about as well, when you're thinking about closure.
Yeah, that's a mouthful right there. That's a mouthful right there.
And even people who aren't as religious, even from a spiritual standpoint, you know, I think a spiritual journey, I think, and a lot of people nowadays, and a lot of people are. Who may listen, I know, like people who may, some friends of mine who may listen, even on a spiritual standpoint, you know, even if it's not a religion standpoint, get to know yourself first, because what people don't understand is that dating is nothing but, you know, an opportunity to learn yourself more, because I've dated some guys and I learned so much about myself, like I really don't like men that do this. So now I know not to look for that type of man. You get what I'm saying? Dating is nothing but an opportunity to learn more about yourself. And people get so afraid to let go of certain things. It's just like, if you had the opportunity to learn more about yourself, take that and let that be your end point. Like, don't stay for nothing else. You've learned your lesson. You know, sometimes, and then we get miserable because we've learned our lesson already. And there's just no other reason to stay. So I just want to say that too, you know, on the spiritual standpoint, learn, use dating as, you know, a stepping stool to learn more about you. Never be afraid to let go, especially if you've already learned what you're supposed to.
Definitely.
So let's jump right into the next one, because y'all just pretty much just summed it up. There's no need for me to say anything on that. So the next one, you guys, I was a little skeptical because I'm just like, I didn't know people still do it. Like, so the next one, somebody asked me about ghosting people. And I was personally like, I'm just go ahead and stop. I was personally like, I didn't think that we still do that. I just think that you communicate. But I mean, have you guys ever had an experience when it came to ghosting? Have you ever ghosted somebody? And if so, what was your reason?
Well, I've actually ghosted someone, but like my reason, like, it's my first and foremost, not something you should do, because you owe it to that person to let them know why. I mean, not most of the time you have to, but like, I really feel like that's a respectful thing to do. But my reasoning was basically I wasn't at the point where mentally I was mature to have a relationship that that person wanted. But like I said, I wasn't mature enough at the time, so I wasn't mature enough to let that person know. So since then, like, you really grow an aspect of knowing, like, when it comes to relationship, like, you want to treat people how you want to be treated. So I know that's like something everybody says a lot, but especially the kids, but you know, that's something you have to really think about as well in that aspect. Because for instance, like, you can get ghosted yourself, you know?
Yeah.
So, that's basically my take on it. What about you, Keontae?
Honestly, I really haven't had to ghost anybody, because my current relationship, I've been in for 2 years, and before then, it was just like little high school stuff that I was doing. I mean, I never really had to ghost anybody. I think I just lied. I did. I just thought about something, and okay, long story short, talking to this guy, like I said, let me keep it short because I can go on and on, but he just basically wasn't on the same thing I was on. Like, his morals and values were just like off, and I kept telling him, like, if I keep giving you hints I'm not interested and you're not like catching it, I have no choice but to ghost you. So yeah, I feel like if I'm giving you those hints, I feel more of where Lisa's coming from. Like, you know, still give people that explanation. Like, never just leave somebody hanging. But if I've been giving you clues, you know I'm leaving soon.
Right.
You know, sooner or later, I'm going to be gone.
Right. And too, I think a lot of times people sometimes accidentally ghost people because it's just like you said, I've been giving you the signs, like, you annoying me, like, you semi, like, real life annoying me, because you know, like, I mean, tell them, even if we be on FaceTime and you see my face, you know for a fact if that's a look at you like you crazy compared to me actually intrigued by what you're saying, because it's just like, did he really just say that? Like, especially if we don't already had this conversation, like, I'm telling you beforehand. So say if you continue, I can't stand a guy that all you have to talk about is sex. That junk will piss me off to the point.
Yeah.
We have so many other stuff to talk about, and that's all you talk about. And I think too, like, when you always tell him, you know, I'm not just with having sex with any everybody that I get with. And I think when I tell them that, some guys, of course, are intimidated, but others are not. But this how you know they be intimidated, because every time you have a conversation with them, it's brought back up in the conversation in some type of way. And you be like, I know. I just know. You did not bring that up in the conversation, because it's just like, you wouldn't be making it difficult on me. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you know that's something, that's one of my goals. You wouldn't make it difficult on me to keep bringing it up.
Yeah.
So.
And was somebody else talking?
That was me. I was just saying that's a big turn off for me.
I definitely agree. I was eager to the words right out of my mouth. I was about to say, it is a huge turn off. And I think, and something I want the listeners to take away from your sex partners wisely. A lot of people just like, oh, well, he was adamant about it, so I was just like, let me see what it's like. No, because, and I do want to include this in there for my spiritual or even religious people. A lot of people don't know that when you choose to sleep with somebody, so many things have been transferred. Doesn't happen. We're not even talking about STDs or STIs. We're talking about energy that's being transferred to you. Like, this man may be going through, he may be battling himself. Next thing you know, you happy 1 week, and next week you're battling yourself. You don't know who you are. So be careful with who you sleep with. I don't care how adamant they are, what he may look like, what size. You know, I don't care about none of that. Let's keep it real. You know, by physical things, but not even remembering, like, girl, when y'all finish doing this, you may be catching hell next week. So be careful who you choose. Like, I literally now, I learned so much in such a short amount of time. But now when I'm like even conversation with friends and stuff, I'm so careful with who I'm surrounding myself around, because so much energy is being like transferred. Y'all, please be careful when you're out here talking to these people and your one night stand. I'm not here to judge. All I'm saying is know who you laying down with, because how you may feel that day and how you may feel 2 weeks or a week from then can be completely different.
Yeah.
I would just like to add on to that, like, your body is a vessel. So you have to protect that. You're with yourself all the time. People come and go all the time out your life. Like, to really remember. You always need to treat yourself with respect, because 9 out of 10, like, people aren't always going to reciprocate that energy to you, though.
That's true.
That's y'all right there. Y'all bringing it all back. but no, like, everything you guys said, I totally agree. And I just want to add, just for the last, to end that part up, like, learn how to, when no is no, your spirit will tell you before you even lay down with somebody. If they pressuring you, your spirit will feel so uncomfortable. Like, you will get real tense. Like, your body, you will literally get so tense. You like, what the hell? Like, I don't normally feel this way. You know, say if you want to feel that you ain't never had an issue with sleeping with a guy, but just so happened with this particular guy, you just tense up. Like, every time a conversation happens, every time, you know, y'all about to get into it, even before y'all get into it, it's just going to always be an uncomfortable feeling.
Yes, definitely.
So make sure that, you know, just make sure that, you know, if you say no, then it's no. Don't ever let a guy pressure you to do anything. If you feel uncomfortable, then 9 times out of 10, you ain't supposed to be doing it. And that's just the bottom line.
Yes.
Especially for the younger girls in our generation, because that's really y'all what my most concern has been. I've been praying about it, but it's just like, why do like, I don't know what happened to like the younger generation coming, you know, up under us. It's just like with us, we're able to stand and no. So when it's a no, it's literally a no. But it just seemed like with the girls now, the young girls coming up, it's just like when you say no and a guy say yes, it's a yes. No, it's a no. And stand confident with that. That's not a person that you need to be with. If that's all he has to talk about and that's all he want from you, those signs will always be there. So trust these signs and trust your spirit. If your spirit telling you get out there, get on out of there.
Most definitely. Mm-hmm. A lot of people aren't just strong. You got to understand what this generation consists of, the generation that's coming up. This is a generation of children who are a little bit older. Their parents are a little bit older than us. They had children when they were young. I'm not judging young parents, but if you're going to be a young parent, at least be stable, because how you allow that child to grow will affect their decisions when you made your mistake at your age, if you understand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So if he has grown up and you're like 13, 14, and I'm going to say 13, 14, because I know little boys are losing their virginities at 13, 14, and they're not losing it to just anything. So that means they're out here having sex with the offspring. So when your kids become 13 or 14, which you should be instilling in them, is value. I would never try and control, because you'd be so surprised the kids do, even when they are raised right. But I would try and instill values in my children. Allow them to be spiritually free, because when you have spiritual freedom, you can... even at a younger age, you can feel energies, you can feel vibes. I will always allow my children to be open in that manner, because I want them to sense who is right, you know what I'm saying, or who they're comfortable around. You have these kids nowadays have no type of spiritual awareness, and that's exactly why they make impulse decisions to just have sex because, like I said, yes. Even when I had sex for the first time, it was... I was very scared, and I can honestly say I did it because it was a mixture of I wanted to and a mixture of, like, I was very dull. I was just like, oh, well, I really like him, and I want him to like me, and I felt like that was the reason why I had to, like, have somebody to like me. And, you know, the sad thing about that era of my life is I was going through a lot, and I felt like just having that relationship would just keep me away from the things I was going through. But also I was not spiritually aware. So I feel like now that I'm spiritually aware, had I known what I know, like, you know, now, if I had known that then maybe, you know, some things could have been different for me, you know? So I think if anything, you know, this generation coming up is not spiritually aware at all. They're just making impulse decisions, not thinking twice about anything because nothing is affecting them.
I think also to add on to that is like this generation behind us, they grew up on technology more than we did. Like, they're exposed to so many more different things, like TikTok. Like, I know a lot of people get on TikTok, but like, I'm not really into it because, like, it's not us. Like, I don't know. For me, it's not like, I think more of like Instagram or Vine is like our kind of thing. But like, there's so many different things on TikTok and like social media. Like, kids are really drawn towards of being like what they see on their screens, and I think that's like a big thing. Like, it's like peer pressuring in a sense, like indirectly, like it's really building onto their self-esteem to make them think like, well, everyone else is doing it, so I should be doing it too, based off what they see on the internet. Like, that's something that people should really understand. Like, the society doesn't define who you are in the mirror. Neither. Like, you basically have to live your life for yourself. Like, you're not living to be what other people want you to be. And I think it's really like boils down to what you accept for yourself. I think that's a really big thing to help like minimize a lot of these problems that we're seeing with the younger generation behind us. Them really understand like social media is just social media. You know, your life is, you know, your life. So social media can't like define your life. You define your own story based off what you decide to do with it. That's another big thing that I really feel like really wrong with this generation. Because I have a 13-year-old brother. And, like, he's always on TikTok or on YouTube. And, like, you know, I just feel like, in a sense, like, that wasn't me as a kid. Like, you know, usually I'm with hanging out with friends or, you know, doing different stuff like that. But they're more drawn into the screen than, like, letting the screen dictate who they should hang out with and if this is in, if this is not. So that's how I really feel about it. It's kind of sad to see that that's how it's shifting for the younger generation behind us.
Yeah, and honestly, like, we just went on to the next point, so I'm just keep it going. Like, I think, like you said, what they see, people don't understand that it's always a behind the scenes on what you see. Meaning the reality from what people want you to see compared to how it really is. I think just like with Kim Kardashian, all of that, I don't speak too much because I don't like to speak on celebrities because they have a different pressure on them. But I will use her for example. Like, she was saying that, you know, people think, okay, she got her body done. You know, they got a bunch of money. Like, I be telling them, I seen for a fact on one of the episodes where she was crying at her sisters because she was just like, you know, me as a person, like, forget all this money stuff, forget all this fame stuff. Me as a person, I feel like I could have been, you know, this and this, that, and the third, and it's just like, dang, like, that's how you was really feeling behind the scenes. Like, I knew it was something, but to see her break down like that, I'm just like, people put you on this platform that you don't even want to be on, and you genuinely are struggling with some real life stuff. Like, you know, when it came to cheating, you know, when it comes to any, you know, any man cheating on any female, I think for me, it was always just a sense of the disrespect I could not tolerate. Why? Because I seen, you know, women, you know, in my family that did accept cheating, but I also seen women in my family that didn't accept cheating. So it was like, I kind of growing up could see where it leads you emotionally and physically compared to where it leads you on the other side too. So I think that wanting better and not just settling, I think that's also something that I really hope, like, our generation needs to really help the younger generation understand. Just because I'm settling don't mean that it's right. Just because you see it on social media as a new normality does not mean that is the normal. That is not okay. You know, any man disrespecting you, that's not okay. And I'd see people, you know, commenting, they be laughing. And I'm just like, why do you think that's funny? Because that could be your daughter one day. And you're laughing at somebody else's daughter. But you're one of those men that caused that stereotype of niggas ain't shit. You're one of those men that add to that. And you're laughing now, but if that was your daughter later, you're not going to be okay with that. So it's just like, why are you laughing? You know, why is that just so okay with you when it's really not okay?
Mm-hmm. Definitely agree. Like I said, this generation is just lacking a lot of guidance. The role models nowadays, the role models have, they have no spiritual awareness. Like a lot of people, like y'all said, I just agree in all around, you know. There's some type of representation in this generation. You got to think how we grew up. We had our grandparents on our behinds. Mm-hmm. We had these uncles who didn't play that mess. Like, I feel really bad for this generation because they have the ability to, you know, be better, but it's just like, who's guiding them? They have so much access to a lot of things that we didn't necessarily have, and they can take advantage of it, but it's just like, who's guiding them in that direction? They just need some guidance, most definitely.
Yeah. I totally agree.
Yeah, so just for the ladies that's listening, for the young girls that's listening, I want you to know that suddenly you know your morals and your values. You know how your parents raised your grandparents. Some grandparents are out here doing the daggone thing. Aunties and uncles that are raising you. You know what has been instilled with you. You know what your village, meaning your church, your mama's coworker, your mama's friends, your so-called aunties that ain't your aunties for real. You know what your village and your family has instilled in you. Don't ever let somebody try to come and tell you that's wrong. Don't ever feel like your expectations are too high, because there's always somebody out there that can meet every expectation and some more. So I want you to know from me, I know Keontae, from Alexis, that don't just settle for what's given to you. And I always tell my older girls, you know, don't accept temporary. Don't be so happy with the temporary guy that comes along, because it might be a permanent guy that may need to come along, and you getting so happy with the temporary. Do not just get happy with everything that is thrown at you, because not everything thrown at you is good for you. So I want to tell you, do not settle for that foolery. If you know it's not what you're about, say that and keep it pushing. And sometimes you ain't got to say nothing, just keep it pushing. And let them know that. Be strong in that, because trust me, the right people will be start addressing you. I know for me, for a fact, like, I had these standards and these morals and stuff, and a lot of guys would try to dress me at a point in time, but now that I'm grown, not saying I still don't have knuckleheads, you know, to try to address me every now and then, but not, they know to come correct at me, because they already know the expectation that's going to come at them. So be that girl. Be that girl that be like, you know, oh, you, when they talk their homos, oh, you can't address, you know, I'm saying, y'all know how they go, you can't address Katie like that. Like, she ain't one of them. Be one of those girls. Don't fit into what the generation them put out there on social media or what your friends doing. Be different. So.
I did want to ask, because it just hovered over me. It was on my spirit to say, know your will. And when I say know your will, I mean know where you stand and free will. A lot of people say, like, people, and you know what? I don't want to speak too much about it because it's not exactly what the segment is about, but some people try and ask God to send them a soulmate. Mm-hmm. But people don't understand their stance and free will. There are, I don't know the approximate number, I don't know the number that they put out there, but I know there are over 7 billion people on this planet. And people got to understand that your stance and free will when it comes to relationships, you have the control to choose who you want to be with.
Come on now.
You have the control to choose your partner. And then when you choose that person, you ask God to strengthen y'all. You get what I'm saying? People just like, oh, God, send me a man, send me this, send me that. But you're not expanding in singleness. You're not growing. You're not learning. You're not doing anything to put yourself in position to even come close to finding somebody that may fit you. But people have to understand their stance and free will. You get what I'm saying? When you understand your sense of free will and understand that you have full control over who you end up with and who your supposed to be person is, you know, think about the people who deal with abuse, verbal, whether it's verbal or physical, you have the free will to get up and leave that relationship and walk into better. God, that man that beat you. So you get what I'm saying? So, like, understand your stance and free will when it comes to relationships. I don't know who it's for, but somebody need to know that you pick your person, and God strengthens you with that person. God ain't just gonna send you some tall, dark, handsome black man that beat on you. No, you have to get, no. You choose your person who fits you because you learned yourself and you know what you want. And you ask God to strengthen y'all as a unit.
I'll have to add on to that, like, as you're knowing, like, if you know your will, you need to also know your worth. Like, you should never minimize yourself to try to fit into someone else's life. I have, like, a poster in my room that says, never dull your sparkle. So, I think, like, everybody has a light. So, if you find yourself in a situation where someone is always, like, knocking you or saying something that's disrespectful or belittles you, like, that person is dulling your sparkle. So, I think, like, that's another way to look at it. Like, always let your light shine on. That's my biggest thing, I think, to add that. Because if you don't know your worth, like Keontae said, like, you're not going to have the tools and stuff to get to where you want to know your will and how you want to have a person come into your life. One of the things, like, my school has is, like, growing ourselves to grow others. So that's something to also think about. You have to grow to be in a position to be able to grow with someone or to blossom into something that you want to see happen for yourself with that person.
Wow. Ooh. Y'all is blessing my spirit right now. Oh my gosh. Cause that right there, I don't even have nothing to add. It's just, oh my gosh, like, that was for somebody. I felt that right there. That just took me, like, that just took me out of here. Cause seriously, oh my gosh, like, you are fearfully and beautifully and wonderfully made. The scripture says that so clearly, and I think everything that they said sums that up. You are made in His image. If you are, you know, religious or whatever, you are made in His image. You are beautifully and wonderfully made. So remember that and know your worth and know your will. I took that away. Y'all both know your worth, know your will. Y'all right there took that for me. Because even me being older, I still need to be told that. Even me being, you know, Caitlin behind the scenes, I still need somebody to tell me that. So thank you guys. Cause y'all just blessed me. Thank you guys. Oh my gosh, that right there, I'm full. I have nothing else to say, you guys. So if you guys, ladies, have nothing else, I am about to close this thing out.
I think that was it. I think we touched on some things that, you know, they're gonna touch somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even if not all, something is gone. Somebody's gonna listen to this and they're gonna need that breakthrough.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. Especially like with school coming up. There's gonna be a lot of temptation. Especially if you know you're coming into college for the first time. Everybody's new. It's a new place, new, like, different people, different scenes, and you know, different things happening, and like, you can really lose yourself in college, I feel like, because there are different things pulling you in different directions. So that's why it's really important to always, like Keontae say, know your will and also know your worth, you know, because it's gonna be a lot of things out there that's gonna pull you in different directions and really shake your spirit and make you, like, question yourself. But if you always stick to what you know, then you should all, like, you know, end up going in the right direction that you're guided to go to.
Know your will and know your worth. That's the takeaway that I've taken away. But y'all take it away to know your will and know your worth. Two W's, the two W's, will and worth, that go hand in hand. All right, ladies. So that's it for season 3, episode 1, the final part. Y'all really hit the nail on the head and somewhere, as my mama is always telling me. Hopefully, you girls listening were able to take away something. I know this helps someone out there, a lady out there, bless someone. I know I am most definitely full and blessed, so I know you are too. So you guys stay tuned for episode 2 of season 3, which will be coming soon, you guys. So I love you guys. Thank you guys for coming on here. I love you guys so much. Mwah. So love you guys. You guys say bye to everybody.
Bye,
Katie. Bye. It was nice talking to everyone.
Nice talking to you guys, and thank you, Katie, for inviting me and having me on the platform.
Yes, most definitely.
All right. Love you guys.
Mwah. Love you too.
Love you too.